Within the context of society's most troubling issues, coronavirus and the use of force by police, let's discuss opening school buildings this fall, whom will show up, and whether schools even need it anymore. First, coronavirus.
We're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools.
Hey, nobody wants kids back in school more than parents, but they won't bow even to presidential pressure and send their kids if they don't think it's safe. And many aren't feeling it. Because at more than 25%, Arizona currently has the country's highest percentage of positive tests, and we've doubled our number of coronavirus cases from 50 to more than 100,000 in just 2 weeks. But because kids have some kind of superpower when it comes to fighting coronavirus, a lot of parents will pack them a lunch and put them on a bus, and that means that maybe the more important question is whether their teachers will be there when the bus drops them off. And if we continue to see the numbers we're seeing, there might not be enough substitute teachers in the entire state to cover for the regular teachers willing to be marked as absent. So the president can threaten to take away federal education funds and put all the pressure on governors he wants, but schools will still be closed if no one shows up. But let's talk about somebody else who won't be showing up at school and address the other crisis in our country, the perception of police. After students in the Phoenix Union High School District took to the streets demanding that police officers be removed from school grounds, district administration acquiesced, and they'll now spend the $1.2 million they would have used for cops on campus elsewhere. You know, maybe coronavirus shouldn't be the reason schools don't open this fall. I mean, if we're going to let kids make these important decisions, then we apparently think they already know everything they need to be adults. And we can just go ahead and cancel school forever.